Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard and Jay Johns. It is Union football 2017, the 2016 defending state champions, up 14-0 over Euless Trinity as we begin the second half. A.K. Wilson's been the star, 5 catches for 43 yards, 1 carry for 10. But you can't overlook what has been done tonight for Peyton Thompson, who laid a nice ball in C.J. for a touchdown as well, C.J. Moore. So it's going to be 3rd and 10 for Union now at their own 37-yard line. Thompson has a snap, throws to his left side. That ball is caught by Davis at the 42-43-yard line. Gets to the 44. It was Manu Fakaloatonga that made that tackle, but it's not going to be good for the first down. Union's got a decision here. At their own 44, they've got 4th and about 3. Well, not much of a decision. The punt team comes on quickly.
Interesting take there. That's a 3rd down and long position. They throw into a zone coverage, and you may try to stretch that to the stick, and it was just thrown short.
Cade Farquhar is on to kick that thing away. Back deep is Sebastian Tuolo to return it. He's standing around his 20. Farquhar has the snap, waits. Left-footed kick is high, and it's going to be turning over and tumbling. It's going to hit at the 30 and make a Union bounce all the way down to around the 23-yard line. They'll mark it right at the 24. That's a nice punt, and that's where Euless will start now, trailing 14-0 at their own 24-yard line. Well, after the quick start, Union offensively the last couple of series have not really gotten it rolling again, but they've hurt themselves with penalties. They had chances.
Yeah, they've had some chances, and then that defensive series last time actually came up with a big stop there in the missed field goal. But they ended up giving up some yards, so I know they're going to try to tighten that down. But tonight, so far, pass defense has been exceptional.
At their own 24, trailing 14-0, here comes Euless Trinity. It is Lockie Ellis at quarterback. 2 receivers to his left. The running back is Kenny. He's going to fake to his left to Kenny and throw. That ball caught at the 30-yard line, across the 35, across the 40, across the 45-yard line is Keanu Hill. Hill gets all the way up to the 47-yard line. That's going to be a gain of, about 24. And a good first down now for the Euless Trinity Trojans, now at their own 47-yard line, 1st and 10.
Keanu's a lot like C.J. Moore, 6'4", 203 pounds, and they just gave him about 10 yards to run an in route, and he just made something happen.
So they'll bring him back to the line of scrimmage. Now at the running back spot is Toby Hera. Well, he'll be at the fullback slot. Kenny will still be at that tailback slot. 1st and 10, now at their own 47-yard line. Ellis, under center this time, is going to turn and hand to the tailback, and he's going to buck forward to about the 50-yard line. He's going to be knocked down. It's actually Jalon Wilson at that tailback slot. He is almost exactly the same size as Kenny. They look exactly alike. They're going to give him a little bit, maybe 3 yards. We'll mark it just about the 49-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Good hustle there by Cade, and also coming on there, Patrick Fields, really fighting for the ball. The ball came loose, but they had already called the running back down.
So 2nd down, and we'll make it 7, right at midfield. Only Union's 44-43 for the first down. 14-0 Union, 10:20 to go here in the second period. Lewis is now in that running back slot. Back to throw once again as Ellis throws to Lewis on the left side, and he's got it around the 48-yard line, but Landon Wood did not let him go. Was not fooled. That's a gain of 1, and it's going to be 3rd down and 5 for the Trojans.
And a great secure tackle out there, man on man. Landon came up and made the secure tackle. If he doesn't, he picks up the first down.
Courage Kenny back in again at that tailback slot on this 3rd down and 5 for Trinity. They're at Union's 48-yard line, so they'll need the 43. 2-stack tight end, slot back to the right. Ellis under center is going to turn and hand to Kenny, and Kenny is going to be stuffed right short of that. He's going to get right to the 46, got about a yard. Union's defensive line just collapsed in there. Jordan Kelly, Raper, all those guys jumped in, and it's going to be 4th down for Euless. Now, will they come with the big hogs? Are they going to kick it? They're going to kick it.
They went hogs that last time. They pulled 2 guys from the right side of the line and tried to run it right outside the Union Redskins' left side and just didn't get anything but 1 or 2 yards.
Bryce Honaker will be on to punt it away. He's back at his own 40-yard line going from left to right. Landon Wood standing back to return for Union at the 15. 9:15 to go here in this second quarter. It is 14-0 Redskins. Teams are set and ready. There's the snap that kicks away, and it's going to be high and tumbling. Landon comes up to make the fair catch and makes it at the 22-yard line. Sure-handed player. He's a center fielder in baseball, and you can certainly tell he knows how to track a ball down. So with 9 minutes to play here in the second period, Redskins lead 14-0. This is Union football on KRMG.
Hello.
Hi. Want to have lunch?
Well, it depends. Pens, who is this?
Uh-oh, you again?
Yes, it is.
Why do I keep calling you?
That's a good question, except I'm the one who should be asking it. Did you ever get your boss set up with a business account at Interstate All Battery Center so she can get special discounts, streamlined billing, free local delivery?
No, I keep forgetting where they are.
You mean 61st and Memorial and in Owosso at 76th and 169? Or why don't you just look it up at TulsaBatteries.com? Good grief. Hey, we're in the heat of summer, lady. That's when car batteries and lawnmower batteries tend to give it up. And that's not what you want to have happen in the middle of a trip or in the middle of a lake. Remember when I said I trust Interstate All Battery Center?
Yeah.
It's because when they test your batteries, you get an honest answer. So that's where I go for all of my batteries.
Well, maybe I could meet you over there sometime and we'll have a little lunch.
Well, it depends on who's buying.
Well, certainly not me. What kind of girl do you think I am?
Well, I think we've already established that. You're a nut, and you're a nut who can't dial very well at that.
Union hands off up the middle, first down. If you get about 2 yards, it'll be second and 8 for the Redskins at their own 24-yard line. Second period, Redskins up 14-0 over Euless Trinity. Hand off up the middle to Darius Boone. He breaks the 25-yard line up to around the 27-yard line. Nice push by that offensive line. Travis Chapman brought him down. A gain of about 4. It'll be third down and about 4 for Union now at their own 28.
Well, the Euless Trinity is running just a 4-man front defense, and right now the Redskins are able to pick it apart here and there.
Third and 4. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Once again, Thompson in the shotgun. Set to his right is Boone. It looks like Union's going to call a timeout. 8:08 to play. Second quarter, 14-0 Redskins. They'll talk it over. This is Union football at KRMG.
While playing for the Sooners, I was fortunate to be on some great teams. And now I'm on another great team at State Farm. This is Matt McCoy, and I'd like for you to meet my championship team that I've put together at 81st and 129th. It's a team that works hard to make your life easier and more comfortable, whether it's your home insurance, business insurance, life insurance, or your auto insurance. Call us at 918-615-6634 or come by and let us lead you across the goal line at 81st and 129th.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 30 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
30 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us at Classic Chevy Owosso on Facebook showing off your Union pride. And we don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Classic Chevrolet in Owosso. Visit us online at classicchevrolet.net.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
At Union Tunnel Stadium, third and 4 for the Union Redskins at their own 28-yard line, leading 14-0. Pass snap, and it goes into the hands of Thompson, who fires it left side to A.K. Wilson, but he can't hang on. Incomplete, and Union will have to punt once again. So after two very good offensive drives to start the game, Union's going to miss fire on their third straight offensive series, and although they lead 14-0, Zach, you can't help but think they are really just a little short of putting the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, and really just a couple, you know, a little short, but just a couple small plays here and there. Like, that's the first time I've seen AK miss the ball this year, and it just maybe just a little concentration.
Sebastian Tualo is going to be back to return this thing, sending his own 37-yard line. Farquhar has the snap, and he's going to kick another high tumbling punt that's going to hit around the 50 or the 43-yard line. Union will down on around the 45-yard line, and that's right where Euless Trinity will take over. So 7:55 to go here in this second period. Redskins up 14-0. All right, so offensively, what happens? How do you get out of sync like that?
Really, you know, I think it's just timing. You're overlooking some things, and I think it's everything was looking well. Like, they were still running the ball. Just the missed catch there at the end is really kind of the only thing that caused that.
They actually had a couple of penalties that hurt them as well. Trinity now at their own 47-yard line. Best field position to start the game for Trinity. They'll come out again with two tights and a wing back, and there's going to be another timeout called, I think, by the Redskins. They will. So with 7:55 to play here in the second period, we'll take 1-2. Union 14. It is Euless nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
This is Chris Collins with Woodland Sports, informing you that Silencer Co. has released the Maxim 9, the world's first integrally suppressed 9mm handgun. The Maxim 9 is not only holsterable, but hearing safe with all commercially available 9mm ammunition. Come into the Woodland Sports, located in the northwest corner of 91st and Sheridan in the Chimney Point Shopping Center, to place a deposit on the Maxim 9 or shop our deals on handguns, rifles, and silencers. You may also wish to visit our website at TulsaSilencer.com.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest Fastery diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191. Depend on us, Diesel
Power Plus. First and 10, Euless Trinity, and they're going to be Ellis back to pass. He's going to be swallowed up by the Union Redskins. Nick Jones is back there. Also back there, C.J. Harris, and Union dumps him for a five-yard loss. It'll be second down and 15 for the Trojans at their own 41-yard line, already trailing 14-0.
Haven't seen much of my brother Nick Jones back in the backfield, but that's nice to see him back there. Really nowhere to go, so they got him in the backfield quickly and great coverage downfield as well.
So it's going to be second down now at about 15 for Euless Trinity at their own 41-yard line. Ellis, the quarterback, this time in the shotgun, offset to his left, Kenny, the running back. Ellis is going to try to run straight up the field, and he's not going to get much, maybe a couple of yards. He's going to push forward to about the 43-yard line. Spicer up off the bottom of that pile. Panther up off there again, and once again, too, Nick Jones. So it's going to be third down and about 14 for Trinity. They trail 14-0 with 7 minutes to go first half.
Well, they're getting a lot of penetration up inside there, and they're trying to run a sweep. And by the time the linemen get down the line of scrimmage, the linebackers are already in the backfield.
Lockie Ellis brings him up, two receivers to his left, one to his right. The guy to his right, Keanu Hill, has one big catch. Ellis in the shotgun, has the snap, straight back, looking, throws middle of the field on the screen. He's got that ball completed near the 21-yard, or near the 50-yard line, pardon me. That is Kenny, who pushes forward before C.J. Harris knocks him down around the 47 of Union. That's going to bring up fourth down and about four, so that sack preserves this. Or the sack ends this drive, let's put it that way. Without sure. That sack, that's a first down.
Yeah, I think you're right. And they tried to do the right thing there on third down. I really like a screenplay, but so much disruption by the line of scrimmage. It looked like he tried to shot put him. I've never seen a screen just so disrupted.
So now at the 47 of Union, Honaker will kick it away. Once again, he's standing back at his 38, Landon Wood, around the 15-yard line. Honaker has the snap. There's the kick. It's a high spinner. That's a great kick. And Landon calls for a fair catch around the 15-yard line. So Euless Trinity is winning the war field position but losing the game by a score of 14-0. And the Redskins, after three straight offensive series that don't have points, will come out and try to extend this lead.
Yeah, they probably got a little fire in their belly from the sideline amp, just trying to get some momentum and drive that thing down the field. They have switched the running backs up and up. You know, Cooper and Boone have been taking maybe a little platoon on and off switch, so we'll see who comes out this series.
I see you have your computer in front of you, so let's take a look around the state.
Now, here's a look at scores from other key games around the state.
A couple of the big ones, Mustang and UConn are meeting today. At halftime, it's 14-0. And Owosso meets the Bartlesville Bruins, and that's a second quarter. It's 35-0. We'll catch you a little few more after this.
First and 10 Union at their own 15-yard line. This time, four receivers, three to the right. Kevion Cooper is the running back. Of course, Peyton Thompson is the quarterback. Thompson at the 15 in the shotgun, and whistles blow. Pardon me, at the 10 in the shotgun. Whistles blow, and I think they took a little too much time. It's going to be a delay. And Union continues to try to shoot themselves in the foot. This will back them up five. Put them at the 10, and it'll be first and 15. So they've had two first and 20s, and now a first and 15. Redskins do lead 14-0 with 6 minutes to play in this half, and it has not been a good second half.
One other score I want to touch real quick while they're getting the play in from the sideline is Jinx and Bixby meet this evening. In the first period, it's 7-3, and Bixby has the lead.
So it'll be first and 15 for Union. Three receivers to the right for Thompson. Cooper, the offset set back to his left. He's going to fake to Cooper and look to throw. Peyton's going to have to run, nowhere to go. He's up around the 15-yard line, so he got that five back almost. Looks like it'll be second down and about 11. It was Alan Shimpoba who made that tackle.
Well, and he went down just at the right time. These are some of those times where you fall at the right position. The linebacker came and just barely missed him.
We'll mark it about the 16-yard line, so we'll call it second and 10 for the Redskins. Lawrence Harris, the tight end, will go flex right side. Also out there with him, Avery Alverson, and he has single coverage. Now, they're in a two-deep back here behind it with the safeties, but I don't think he can get there. He's split too wide. Snap inside. They're going to hand to A.K. Wilson. He almost bobbles it. Now A.K. is going to turn it up at the 15. He's across the 20. A.K. Wilson making it happen to the 25-yard line. How did he get away? He was bottled up at the 15-yard line with nowhere to go, but he made that play. He got about five, and it's going to be third and one. A.K. Wilson with some magic.
I said if you don't have a beat on him, if you don't have that guy cornered with three people, it looks like they over-pursued him trying to get to the corner, and he just cut it back.
Third and one Union now at their own 25-yard line. Thompson He's going to hand off straight up off the middle. Kevion Cooper breaks to the outside, has the first down across the 30. Kevion near the 31-yard line. Really nice play by that offensive line. Brandon Theus with a tackle, but now Union's going to pick up the pace. Leading 14-0 with 5 minutes to go in the half. The Redskins want more. Wilson to the right side. Also, Alverson out there to the left, C.J. Moore. Snap quickly to Thompson. Looking. He wants to go deep to C.J. Fires it. C.J. running free, but he can't get to it. He's open, but could not get there. He had beaten Adrian Johnson again and again. Thompson just a little too amped. It'll be 2nd and 10.
I'll tell you what. Last week he missed him by 5 yards. Tonight, maybe 5 inches. That was so close to C.J., and he was at such a sprint, he couldn't lay out for it. And he was trying everything he had.
C.J.'s going to take a bit of a rest here, and we're going to bring in instead Bruntavious White, who they expect some great things out of. He's 6'2", just 155 right now, but he's got some hands. 2nd and 10 Union at their own 31-yard line, already up 14-0 with 4:57 to go in the half. Hand off inside to Cooper, and he won't go anywhere. Kevion swallowed right away at interior defensive line. That was Will Latu who made the play, and it's going to be 3rd and 10.
Will got his hands in there early in the backfield, and I thought maybe they're going to run by him, but just didn't have enough power to get through it.
Two receivers either side for the Redskins, 3rd and 10 at their own 31-yard line. Thompson tried to draw him off sides. Peyton did that last week against Broken Arrow many times, not tonight. We will set and get ourselves ready. Kevion Cooper just to the right of Thompson. Thompson standing around the 25 in the shotgun. There's the snap. He's going to fake to the right, now run. He's going to have to hurry. Thompson fires the ball. Caught. Nope, didn't drop by Alverson. Alverson had it in his hands around the 39, but he dropped it. Coverage by Joel Thomas. But that was not Thomas. That was Avery just not concentrating, and it'll be 4th down, and again, the Redskins misfire.
Yeah, that was a kind of a tricky play. It looks like Peyton rolled out to the right with the pressure, and the routes were both coming inside, so he threw it back across his body late. And always a dangerous place to throw the ball.
Sebastian Tuatlu back once again to return the kick. He'll be at the 37-yard line. Cade Farquhar once again is set to kick this thing away. Union seems to have a little bit of confusion. Now they'll run a guy out there late. That is Micah Walker, who needs to understand what his role is on special teams. Snap is high, but it's handled by Farquhar. He puts the foot to it. This one spins a little better. It's going to come down around the 35 and take a nice Union bounce across the 30, across the 25, across the 20. Still rolling down to around the, let's call it the 17-yard line. And Walker, the guy who was laid on there, downed that thing. So that's going to be a punt of 53 yards. So with 4:02 to go in this first half, Redskins up 14-0. This is Union football at KRMG.
10 Gyms Labor Day sale and join for $1. Only $1 starts now. Join 10 Gym Preferred for $1. Only $1. But hurry, offer ends Monday. Get the latest cardio with private TVs, rowers, step mills, free Zumba, yoga, boot camp, large full-line free weight areas, open 24 hours, individual core stretch areas, free tanning, dry saunas, and available supervised childcare. Bring a guest for free any day, anytime, every day, every time. It's like a two-for-one sale. 10 Gym Basic, $10 a month. Only $10 a month. No contract, no commitment.
10 Gyms Labor Day Sale. Visit any 10 Gym or join at 10gym.com. That's 10gym.com for $1. Only $1. 10 Gyms Labor Day Sale and join any 10 Gym or at 10gym.com for $1. Only $1. Ends Labor Day Monday at midnight.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FS, Sand Springs, KRMG-Tulsa.
The Tuttle Stadium, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard and Jay Johns. Euless throws incomplete on their first two plays of this possession, and now it's 3rd and 10 already for the Trojans at their own 18-yard line. They trail Union 14-0 with 3:54 to play here in this first half. Two receivers go left side for Lockie Ellis, the quarterback, a 6'1", 205-pounder. He's only a junior. And they're trying to call timeout, and they do. Courage Kenny calls that timeout. Kenny's a guy who had 1,300 yards last year, 8.6 a carry, but he can't get on track tonight. We'll keep it here for a second, Zach, and let's keep looking at some of those scores. What else do you have?
You betcha. Let's go back to some of those scores. Jinx and Bixby, 14 for the Bixby Spartans, 3 for the Trojans at halftime. Let's see what else we got. Westmore Jaguars over Moore at second quarter, 21-7. Owosso Rams 35, Bartlesville Bruins 0 in the second
period. Don't think we're surprised by that one, are we?
That's all. And really, there's a lot of mix-ups in Class 6A1 and 6A2, so those kind of mix up everything tonight right
How
now.
How much fun is it going to be when Bill Blankenship and the Rams roll in here?
It's going to be rowdy, isn't it?
Rowdy won't describe it.
It will be pretty loud. That will be crazy to come back in his home field and play against his old alma mater. I guess not alma mater, but his own team.
Yep. 3rd and 10 for Euless Trinity. This is a 6-second possession for them so far on 2 straight incompletions. They trail 14-0 with 3:54 to go here in this first period. Nearly had that second ball picked off. Lockie Ellis will bring him up again with 2 receivers to his left and an I formation behind him. He fakes. He's going to fire to his left, and that ball is almost caught, but then dropped. It was Keanu Hill who came back to the ball. Union had good coverage. JT McLeod, one of the guys out there. Also Landon Wood, but Hill did a nice job of coming to that ball but could not quite haul it in. And so it'll be punt time once again for Euless Trinity, and Bryce Honaker will come on and stand probably about his own 3. Now this time you've got Landon Wood standing about the 50-yard line. That's a 12-second possession for the Trojans. Not what they wanted.
And a big field position change.
And if Landon can field this, watch out. Honaker has the snap. He's going to try to kick away from him. That's a really good, nice high kick, and there's not much Brandon can do except call a fair catch. Landon, pardon me, and he gets knocked down again. This time the guy that knocks him down once again is Zane Waddell. And they're going to say they dropped the flag now, but are they going to say he got blocked into him? Because last time that's what they said. This time there was a guy really close.
I was going to say, this time it clearly looked like someone was up on top of him and blocked him in, but last time I didn't see that.
So Landon's been knocked down twice on punt returns, which you don't see that an awful lot. And the officials are going to talk about it, and I would not be surprised if they pick this flag up.
And the crowd may erupt, but it's probably the right call if they do.
Let's hear what the official has to say. Our referee is Eric Herring.
Still deliberating.
Nope, they are going to call it personal foul, so this time they will go ahead and move it. I thought this one was probably closer
totally
than the
did.
Other one.
I did. I thought he seriously got blocked into.
We'll take it, though. So they're going to mark that in the 45-yard line. Should put the ball at the 30-yard line, and the Redskins will have 1st and 10 at the 30. Should be about the 30 of Euless. 3:42 to play in this first half. 14-0 Union already. They will put it down right at the 30. That is the umpire, Jeff Kusler, taking his time to get it down there. So you don't get much better field position than this. Let's see if the Redskins can capitalize. Avery Alverson goes wide to the right. C.J. Moore to the left. They'll have double tight ends this time. Kevion Cooper, the running back. Redskins, see if they can pound it down their throat. Euless with 7 guys in the box. Peyton Thompson, the quarterback, is trying to hurry.
Trying to take advantage of some misalignment there by the defense.
And then they got the ball in there late. Now Avery Alverson's confused. He runs in to get a play and then runs back out. A little Keystone Cops going on right here. 1st and 10 now at the 30-yard line of Trinity. Hand off right side to Cooper. He's going to break across the 30 to the 25-yard line. He'll be hit around the 30, or the 25, pardon me. That was Alvin Veal who got him there. He got 8 all the way down to the 22. It'll be 2nd and 2 for the Redskins, and here comes Darius Boone.
3 great cuts there by Cooper to get to the outside. They're really over-pursuing the Redskins, and they feel the speed, but the Redskins are doing a great job of cutting back.
2nd and 2, Union now at the 22, Euless Trinity. Short slot right side in the shotgun is Peyton. Looks to his left, fires to his left, caught by A.K. Wilson. A.K. makes a move to the outside, across the 20. A.K. with the first down to the 16-yard line. Boy, A.K. Wilson, Jacoby Roberts got him down, but the first guy has no chance.
He does not
have no chance. You couldn't tackle him in a phone booth.
He came up to make the tackle and looked like he had him dead to rights, and A.K. just went whoop.
1st and 10 for the Redskins at the 17-yard line. Now Euless Trinity, 14-0 Union, 3 minutes to play, first half, trying to add to it. Wilson goes in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. Handoff to Barrett. Darius Boone across the 15. Darius down to the 10. Darius pushing to the 8. Darius to the 6. Darius Boone would not go down. Oh, Euless had to feel like it took 7 of them to get him down. It was finally looked like Nigel Blunt on the bottom of that pile that got him down, but not before he got 9.5. It'll be 2.5 yard now at the 7 of Trinity. Quickly back into the shotgun is Thompson. Claps his hands. Harris in motion. Hand off inside to Boone again. He can't break a tackle this time, and he might lose a half yard. They'll mark it back around the 8-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and about 2.
I was going to say, last play, man, Darius just does a really great job of having patience. We talk about getting to the second level, which is the linebacker level, and the 3rd level being the safeties. And he got to the 2nd level, and before he made a cut, he paused to see what the line was going to do and did a great job of letting it open up.
We will call it 3rd and 2 right here, and it's going to be Well, it's an important down for Union because they want to add to this lead. 2 minutes to play, first half. They lead 14-0. Once again in the shotgun is Thompson. Looking to his right. He's going to throw deep to the right side to A.K. Wilson. Caught! Touchdown, Union! Well, they brought in the extra tight end, got everybody inside. That provided that's Avery Alverson. That brought in the single coverage for Alverson on the right side, and the 6'4 long lanky guy gets over the top, and it's now 20-0.
Just a little quick post corner or a slant corner route, and he set it up beautifully. Got inside, set his shoulders, beat the defender handsomely, and a great ball to the back corner of the end zone.
So it's now 20-0 with Noah Rauschenberg on to add the extra point. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the guys in the stripes say it's good. So with a minute 51 to play, first half, now 21-0. Redskins, this is Union Football on KRMG.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride. You want to rock down the road and roll with the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine? We've been rolling out quality for years, it's true. Everyday tires and custom, too.
You have many choices when it comes to automotive repair and maintenance. I'd like you to consider that from new tires to brake and alignment work, oil changes to fluid flushes and mechanical repair. For over 40 years, folks in Green Country have been choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their tires, maintenance services, and mechanical repair needs. To all of them, we want to say thank you for your trust and for your business. Now, we've grown to 3 locations to serve you. Our 2 in Sand Springs, plus our newest location at 100 South Main in Sepulpa. Why not come on down yourself to any of our 3 locations and see why so many 2nd, 3rd, and even 4th generation customers keep choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their automotive care needs.
We're a solid part of your community. It's a big, proud piece of our history. Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything around for a just right ride.
At Union Tunnel Stadium, where the Redskins lead 21-0 over Euless Trinity, the 5-play, 30-yard drive by Union takes a minute and 50 seconds. Avery Alverson, the 8-yard catch from Thompson, and that's how we get there. Kickoff coming from Noah Rauschenberg, and it will go once again into the end zone. Trinity has no chance to return it. And that's where the Trojans will start at their own 21-yard line, trailing already 21-0. Now, they do get the ball to start the second half. So I think right now, Zach, more than anything, what they want is to keep it. Their last possession was 6 seconds. Yeah, that's not what they're after here.
That's definitely not what you're after, and especially after giving up that field position. That was a huge chain of events there the last series. Union punted down to the 20, took a 6-second series to get in and out, and then 3 or 4 plays later, they're in the end zone.
Simone Ellsworth will check in at the running back slot for Trinity. They have 2 first downs in the entire game so far. That's not going to do them a whole lot of good. 1st and 10, Ellis is going to hand off to the left side, a little bit of a jet sweep back at the 15-yard line. And ball next up is Charles Carpenter. He's going to lose 4, and it's going to be 2nd down and 14. And if they're not careful, Union will use their timeouts to give them a shot.
Yeah, they're going the wrong direction at this point. You don't want to run backwards against the Redskins. They're too fast.
Yeah, and I don't think you want to be handling it like that back there in the back either, because if you do and you drop it, guess who's going to score? 2nd and 14 for Trinity. They're going to take their time now. A minute 22 on the play clock here in the first half and running. Trojans now back at their own 16-yard line. They need the 30 for the first down. Ellis brings him up. I formation behind him. Courage Kenny is the guy dotting that I. Going to turn and hand to Kennedy straight up the middle. He's got a little room across the 20. Busts out to the 24-25-yard line. Kind of an opening right there in the middle of the field before Elijah Tomlin brought him down. So they're going to actually mark him at the 24. It's a makeable 3rd and 6 now for Euless.
They just went straight up ISO, ran the fullback up in the middle and blocked the linebacker and then followed him up with the running back.
They're going to let the play clock tick, and I don't blame them. It's now at 17. So they don't have to snap it until there's about 29 seconds to go here in the half. Let's see what they do. Trinity down already 21-0. 2 tight ends, short slot right side, I formation, Ellis. He's going to turn and hand once again to Kine. He's got some room across the 25, across the 30. He's across the 30 to the 34-yard line. That's a 1st down for Trinity. Landon Wood made the tackle, but Union kind of maybe trying to strip that ball instead of make tackles. They've allowed Trinity to move the football out to the 32.
Kine made a cut about 3 yards deep into that 1st down, so about 6 yards downfield, and almost broke it loose.
1st and 10 now at their own 32. Ellis. Back to throw. He's going to send it deep. That ball is going to sail, and it is caught, but is he out of bounds? He was out of bounds. That's a nice job by Keanu Hill. But it will be out of bounds, and that will not count, but it will stop the clock, so it'll be 2nd and 10 for Trinity. They're at their own 33-yard line, 15 seconds to go in the half. They trail Union 21-0.
They got Cameron Watts over there on the outside, matched up on a 6'4" receiver, And luckily enough, that ball was thrown out of bounds.
You know, he's listed at 6'4". From here, he looks bigger, doesn't he?
He looks tall and lank, just like I said, just like CJ. Looks like an identical twin on the other side.
He's a little thicker. They list him, as I mentioned, at 6'4", but they also list him at about 203 pounds. That's Division I size at receiver. Second and 10 now for Trinity at their own 32-yard line. Flag comes down. It looks like Union stepped into the neutral zone. So the Redskins will get another piece of laundry, and that'll move it 5 yards to around the 38-yard line. It'll be first and five.
And that's just a silly penalty at this point. 15 seconds left on the half, and you get an encroachment. It's kind of silly.
Union's got three deep in that defensive backfield. Patrick Fields, who plays some corner, is back there. Patrick, one of the guys who carried the equipment up for us today, I said, be careful, don't hurt yourself. But you're younger than me. So I handed it off to him. Right. Thank you, Patrick. Oh, and to a couple of other guys who helped out. They're going to hand off a little inside screen there to Kenny. He's going to run out of bounds around the 46-yard line. Flags fly as Braden Spicer runs him out of bounds. A little bit of a draw play is what that was. And with 8 seconds to go, we'll see what the flag is for, but this is going nowhere fast.
Yeah, that was a little draw. It was super delayed. It almost looked like he was going to drop back and scramble, and then he finally held it off. But a lot of pressure from the Redskins up in that backfield, and someone had to hold on to him tight.
Yep, there was a holding call there. Casey Doak, that's the other guy. They assigned guys to come out and carry our stuff up, and it was Casey Doak. I said, I know your father. I know everybody else does because he's an insurance commissioner, but I actually know him. And I told him thank you for carrying all that stuff up, and I told Patrick very carefully, don't hurt yourself. 21-0 Union. Now you just Lewis Trinity at their own 22-yard line with 8 seconds to go here in the half, and you got to think that Lockie Ellis will snap this thing and just hand it off to Kenny and get it over with. There is the snap. Ellis is going to hand off inside a little draw play, and that's where Kenny's going to go down around the 25-yard line, and that should allow the clock to tick out, and it does. That's the end of half number one as the Euless Trinity Trojans from Dallas, Texas, trail 21-0 to the Union Redskins. Back with our halftime next. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
The Roaring Twenties and All That Jazz, featuring Byron Stripling. The hot jazz of Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Bessie Smith, and others take center stage in Tulsa on Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th. In Tulsa in the Roaring Twenties, Art Deco is springing up across the Tulsa skyline with gushing oil rigs, and jazz was coming into its own. This season's First Pops pays tribute to some of the greatest music of this classic era. Jazz with such hits as Alexander's Ragtime Band and Sweet Georgia Brown. Plus, as a special treat, this show wraps up with a tour de force treatment of two of Louis Armstrong's classics. Get your tickets now for Signature Symphony in the Roaring Twenties, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th at the Van Treese Performing Arts Center for Education. Call 918-595-7777. Or go to SignatureSymphony.org for tickets to the Roaring Twenties with Signature Symphony at TCC, September 8th and 9th.
It's the award-winning musical that everyone is talking about. The Bodyguard, based on the smash hit movie and starring Grammy nominee and R&B superstar Deborah Cox. Book your tickets today. You'll love The Bodyguard.
September 26th through October 1st at the Tulsa PAC. For tickets, log on to myticketoffice.com now.
Ferguson Superstore has immediate positions for heavy line, trim, or electrical technicians. If you are a GM heavy line, trim, or electrical technician, then Ferguson wants to talk to you today. The Ferguson family offers full benefits plus paid training and a $3,000 sign-on bonus for the properly trained technician. Call 918-258-1800 or apply in person and ask for Jim Cruz. Join the Ferguson Buick GMC family today. Right across from Bass Pro and VA, Ferguson Auto Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Tired of it? It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Fawns makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.